Western Cape Premier Alan Windey yesterday put forward the province's strategy on a couple of things, including how the province is going to support our locals in recovering in terms of the economy, but also looking at a couple of other challenges that are facing the province, such as issues of safety in our communities. ANC member of the provincial legislature and leader of the official opposition in the Western Cape provincial legislature is Cameron Dugmore, who joins us on the line. Cameron, I hope we didn't disturb you. I know you were dealing with something very, very important. How are you doing?
Thanks. Yes, it was as important as my daughter's valedictory. I'm sorry, but I'm glad that we've got a few minutes to catch up.
Yeah, most definitely. Cameron, of course, we're looking at what the Premier had to say. As a country, nationally, in the province, in the cities, we're all trying to recover, and political leaders or those in government putting forward their strategies on how best to recover. The Premier mentioning a couple of things, such as creating jobs and growing the local economy as being one of the priorities for the Western Cape government. Let's start with parts that you are happy with from what the Premier had to say.
Starting with that, I think the focus that the Premier referred to around early childhood development, I think that's absolutely critical. Once again, there wasn't the kind of detail that would be expected. You would know that at a national level, the President has announced that early childhood development will transition from being the responsibility of social development to that of education. Mm. And I think it's important that when the Premier announces a priority, which I think is critical, such as early childhood development, we work in sync with both the national government and the local governments, because early childhood development cannot happen from one sphere only. And I think we have to embrace that this function will move towards education. That's where it will be located. But I think the fact that he highlighted that as a priority, I think was a good thing. But the key issue is to, after a war situation, in fact, we're still in, when we look at this pandemic and the devastation, what's absolutely critical is that you have to try and get all spheres of government working together around, as the President calls it, recovery, as the Premier has talked about his strategy. But early childhood development, if we can genuinely build partnerships across the three spheres and with NGOs and the private sector, I think that is a priority that from the ANC side we fully support and embrace.
Of course, I would venture and say you agree with the need for job creation, which is also what the Premier has touched on, looking at investment in the pipeline, which would create over 3,000 jobs. Are there any areas with regards to the plan around job creation on the part of the Premier that you as the ANC disagree with?
We think the fact that if you look at the President, Koketso, he talked about the need for public works programs, in other words, public employment programs and private sector jobs. And I think the problem with what the Premier said was that there was very little emphasis, besides the reference to 1,000 peace ambassadors, on the public. As at this point in time, we've got negative growth. So it's clear, and many countries are doing this, and local governments are focusing on public employment programs. The President announced 800,000 of those opportunities. And I think the failing in this speech is that in a situation like this, you have to go for public employment programs while you try and build those sectors of the economy, particularly tourism, manufacturing, and the green economy that can create jobs. So the fact that he failed to focus on public employment creation, especially at a local municipal level, I think is a key problem, because that is one of the critical ways, in the absence of growth, that you actually create employment through public works, and there was no emphasis on that at all.
You mentioned earlier the need for all spheres of government to work together, and we've seen the success of that, Cameron, in response, the collective response to COVID-19. Are you reaching out to Alan to say, let's talk, we've got some areas that we'd like to explore with you as the ANC, we're doing this as a collective on behalf of the citizens of the province?
Yes. Well, just on that, you know, the Premier based his speech on courage, you know, the need for courage. And then he also made an interesting statement where he said, even though we cannot take responsibility for the other spheres of government, i.e. local and national, we must be courageous in the province. Now, my concern with that almost absolves the Premier from seeing himself as the leader in this province, who must pull in national and local. I think that in personally, the Premier wants to build those partnerships, but you might not know this, but it took 43 days before the Premier in this province after the pandemic to actually meet with opposition parties. Now, that has been corrected, but I think one of the problems that we have, Cape Town is a critical element in the Western Cape. It's 65% of the people live in Cape Town. But for instance, the Premier was silent during the pandemic when the city of Cape Town essentially shunted people into homeless people into concentration camps. Whereas if we had a cooperative solution around decentralized places where the homeless could have been provided. So yes, we agree on the need for cooperation. But what's critical is that the Premier, when, for instance, at a political level, the city where his political party has power, the city of Cape Town, in the way they've dealt with evictions and the homeless, he needs to be courageous on that and call them out, because otherwise he would be seen to be partisan in criticizing the national government but not being critical there. So I think we're in a situation where we have to work together. This pandemic requires that, but then we need the Premier to also call out DA-controlled local authorities where they are not actually playing the game. And another example, for instance, would be his silence on the fact that Rondebosch Golf Course, for instance, could be a place where, like with the Conradi development, we could really get integrated housing, that he's essentially saying nothing about the fact that the city simply wants to renew the lease with the Rondebosch Golf Course unless, so things like that. So we've got to work together, but let's also be prepared to be critical of ourselves.
Cameron, thank you very much for making time. Congratulations to your daughter on her valedictory, and I'm sure as a family you're going to celebrate. Much appreciated, brother.
Thanks, Kuketso. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Cameron Dagmore is a member of the ANC in the Western Cape Provincial Legislature, leader of the official opposition.